8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in New York, and we start off this Radio Art Hour with The Foreman and their Privateers of the Public Airwaves song.
We're privateers,
privateers
of the public airwaves.
Beware, ye public broadcasters.
We're coming for to scuttle your scurvy membership. We'll be about as subtle as a sloop upon a slip. There ain't no damn rebuttal, waddle, button up our lip. Prepare to take a dip.
We're ravaging your culture.
We're pillaging ad hoc. Don't bother to consult your stars
or talk your dandy talk.
For yonder be a vulture circling with a budget hawk.
So down the planky.
Audio, ho, ho. Video, ho, ho. You're sinking fast, you'll never last, so stand up, as ye knaves.
We're privateers,
privateers
of the public airways.
We wear a patch of black over both our pirate eyes.
We'll cut you with a draconian saber down to size.
Cause we got our tobacco and our rum to subsidize.
Not to mention shakes and fries.
We're raising up our standards so you can lower yours. We'll see you slashed and slandered and abandoned on the shores.
Then sail away to grander days and blander metaphors.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Bring on the media whores.
Audio, ho, ho. Video, ho, ho.
You're sinking fast, you'll never last. Another blast of our bombast. So stand up, as ye knaves.
We're privateers,
privateers
of the public airways.
We've carved a bucket of blubber from every liberal lover.
And to the bottom, bottom, as we wish them pleasant journey.
We're gagging every elitist and every Sesame Streetist.
We're throwing Grover over,
and the same with Bert and Ernie.
We believe in the three R's.
R, R,
and R.
And your many miscellanies, they haven't made a dent.
Can't stop a pirate when he's in a cutthroat sentiment.
We're pinching all your pennies, cause we can't afford dissent.
You'll like it at the bottom, cause that's where the First Amendment went.
Audio, ho, ho, video, ho, ho.
We'll split asunder, rape and plunder, sender under and defunder. Hear the thunder of our blunderbuss.
We're buccaneers.
Prick up your friggin' ears.
May the market force be with ya.
Tough luck and ears to us.
Next, we hear new music from Chicago-based cellist, composer, and sound artist Leah Cole, who lately has been playing the cello along with the radio, tuning in static between stations and obscure texts. She did that on the 2022 album Untitled Radio, Futile Fertile, and she does it again on the 2023 album The Ceiling Reposes. Here from that album is When Glass Is There and Water. That was Chicago artist Leah Cole from her 2023 album, The Ceiling Reposes, on the Radio Art Hour. Next, Tyler Maxson introduces Need to Know from Lawrence Weiner.
This is Tyler Maxson with Wave Farm's Radio Art Archive, and I'm introducing Lawrence Weiner's Need to Know, an unconventional radio play staged by the artist on WBAI-FM in 1978. The artist, primarily known for his conceptual text-based and video work, made this rare foray into radio on James Umland's weekly Sunday afternoon program, which was centered around sound art and interviews on the nature of invention. Assembling a group of players that include filmmaker Michael H. Schamberg, writer Anne Sargent Wooster, and musician Peter Gordon, among others, Weiner conducts and live mixes their overlapping conversations and monologues.
Let's do that over again. Come along now. Just do it over.
Ah, shit. It was C.
C. Page C, please. Off we go.
Do you think you can have it put in deep enough?
To some degree.
What is that supposed to mean? To what degree?
More or less, sort of, what else do you expect?
Deep. Quite deep. Real deep. Down deep. Really sunk in.
Don't be stupid, it's also relative.
To what?
To how deep is deep enough at the time?
The word he says.
What do you want?
Having been moved to the right place. Having been renounced.
What then?
When?
When deep is deep enough.
For what?
Out of sight, out of mind.
Going into what?
Placed outside of. Out of sight, out of mind. An advanced state of initiation. A tiny, piddled state of initiation, made unsuitable to rest without undue restriction or hindrance, no longer fitting and or proper, made unsuitable to, for, just not done there, just not done here, just not done, no longer fitting.
Why not? What happened?
Heedless of.
I tried the recipes and, you know, I try all the recipes and people start to
eat.
I'd be reading out much flour.
I do have a little fungus on my feet.
Heedless of.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Backward. Does it bother you?
Far afield.
It used to.
Inward.
It doesn't anymore.
For.
But there are a lot of big cracks.
Heedless of.
Dried
the tiny
water.
Grew bunched.
Put some cream on it.
And out of trim.
Shall I do it?
Toes
for you?
Of the child.
Maybe.
Where's your cream?
Unbelievable protocols. Recruited to a clear
well,
present day.
Well, the count had just decided to go
well,
up to bed
we
and get to an old man. He ordered Eliza to appear in his office at 9 o'clock the next morning.
This is after dinner.
They had exquisite china and all that sort of thing. But
and she comes down beautifully dressed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this isn't the best story.
Not the female gives birth to their young. The female deposits her 20 or 30 eggs in the pouch or vest pocket, similar to that of the kangaroo, of the male who incubates them until they hatch. In recent years, the seahorse has become popular as a saltwater aquarium pet.
And the first night at dinner, she comes down in her only good dress. It's a green velvet dress.
Put out of place to...
White,
four,
one pearl brooch
put out of place,
mother,
moved down, down under,
but this isn't that
moved
good.
Up,
this is
out of reach,
two people
place,
probably well suited to each other,
just not done,
never met under any other circumstances, so,
just not so, done
and,
here,
and so the younger son says, would you care to go riding, do you ride,
just not done,
and actually it turns out it's both the count and the younger son,
made nine usable for,
So she shows up
an
at
apple.
9 o'clock in the next morning.
Truth
often awesome disappoints.
Sometimes not.
I don't know what you're doing.
You got an extra X to grind?
No, it's just an X to grind.
There seems to be an essential difference between the need to know and for your eyes only.
Really, a question of media, wouldn't you say?
How is it there?
Not too bad, I guess.
Put in place. Made unsuitable. Virtual neglect. not quite done for.
And he leads her up to the family.
Everything everywhere was dark, benign neglect. Recruited at the cause. Catered for. Continual usage. Continued usage.
The behavior of a rogue may fairly be described as individual. Separation from its fellows appearing to increase both cunning and ferocity. These solitary beasts, exasperated by chronic pain or widowhood,
without restriction or hindrance,
occasionally found among all larger carnivores and gramivores, are generally males. Though in the case of hippopotami,
having been made
the
renounced,
viciousness of old cows is not to be disregarded.
Put out of place for use. Swept on, heedless of the mystery of the soul.
Well, I do very much.
You do?
Yes.
How can you say that we have just met?
Yes. I think I can tell. I've been in India. I can tell a lot of things.
Why can you tell a lot of things when you've been in India?
You get in touch with certain things that allow you to know.
Well, things is like when you look in the dictionary or this little book I have, straighten up your vocabulary or get a better vocabulary. Things is one word which you're not supposed to use. Because it's not, because the thing which you're describing, you also can't describe instead of using things. Right.
Takes a nap after lunch, and cleans her brushes thoroughly, and
do you love him?
Puts on. Let's give her a green
try.
You try?
Yeah.
Doesn't have green velvet.
I will try. I'm trying.
And exquisitely tailored to show off her figure. She's been wearing.
Do you love anybody else?
Sometimes.
Plain serge dress or something like that. That was service.
Why?
One would imagine that the turning point, or at least the awareness of a need to know, was the immediate response to watching, in company with others,
maybe I'm insecure,
the riots in Chicago.
Well,
at
the I'm as insecure as you can get, so please don't feel
the reaction,
insecure around
if you called that, was to go there, Chicago, from here, New York, and therefore participate.
Don't you think
the reading in the room was
that
the whole
insecurity
world is rotten was being shouted. Before leaving here, New York,
I think I'm
for
doing
there,
very
Chicago,
well in hiding my
it
own
became to the assembled about to depart
yes.
quite obvious that what was being shouted was only the whole
behind
world
a very
is watching.
Obviously, nice person.
It was no go.
Behind me?
No. No. I mean, behind the image of a nice person.
You're not involved in politics, are you?
Oh, no, no, I wouldn't. I think politics is something very immoral.
Having been
I don't have very
having been made
standards.
No.
Having been
but
made to
but this is one of my moral standards.
The Chicago River of Northeast Illinois is formed in Chicago by the junction of its north and south branches and formerly flowed into Lake Michigan, first by its original course, later by a channel to the north. The river now flows from the lake instead of into it.
Recruited
current
to
was reversed to accommodate Chicago's sewage
a clear and present danger
being taken away from the lake and carried to the Mississippi River.
To his hands anymore. You were just floating there, and you'd become this wonderful weightless shape that had no responsibility to anything and was just existing.
Catered for continual usage. Recruited at the cause. Not quite done. Not quite done. Not quite done. It hasn't been done. It should not be done. It has not been done. It cannot be done. Virtual neglect. After having been re-escalated, suited to, placed for.
I really don't think so. I think even the Gothic novels have to respond to the changes in social conditions. I mean, most women today do have some sort of job. Most women today have a job, and women aren't getting married at the age of 16 and losing their identities. I mean, most the average age for semi-educated women to get married is much older. So that's making the heroine be 28 and having her have some...
I wouldn't feel that's a gesture of...
I think it's in the trying to protect the fantasize it, and it's like about fantasizing, identifying them. Yourself with the character. Something to identify with. I mean, it's no longer. I think that there's a much wider margin.
He said, "Can't you see what I've become? How can you push me that way?" I looked at him, his neck extending his head so that it was merely a mask and only empty. I said, "I thought we had." He said, "I don't want lovers. I don't want to be anybody's boyfriend.
You understand what I mean?
I don't want a girlfriend.
So what do you think?
Maybe we can go to the movies together.
Well, you're making love through this. So you have to feel something.
Made unsuitable for to to put out of place.
That's something very intimate.
Three. Yes?
Yeah.
Three.
If am I getting too intimate?
No, but that would be a very intimate gesture.
Yes.
I think.
And it would mean nothing more than that. Kissing on the stomach would be no different than kissing on the thigh. And there's
less to talk about. Oh, I would never do that. I wouldn't be interested in that.
Not quite done for. Not quite done.
In that situation.
Here, everything everywhere was dark.
Do you like it?
Not quite.
I don't know. I saw this strange movie yesterday, which had no characters I could identify with, and I identified with the landscape. It was all about landscape.
After having been catered,
all about horizontal,
having been catered for, having been catered far afield, having been catered, scarcely taking time to bear itself in love or sleep, having been catered so that it might become an apple. Various manners with various things. The various manners of various things. Two.
Much about
four. The various manners.
Don't know
the various
much of the science, but
cater.
Don't remember the French I took. But I know that I love you. And I know that I love you. What a wonderful world it would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I know that one and one is two. And that if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world it would be. I'm trying to learn it. Don't know much about history. Don't know much about biology. Don't know much about science, but
keeps in
don't remember
means keeping out.
No, that's more like one right after the other. Or the old saw, or one potato, two potato, three potatoes, four.
Five potatoes, six potatoes, seven potato more.
Then you really believe that restraint, then, has a legitimate function?
Sure, the function of restraint is restraint, sort of like... Races are won, but not run.
You're missing the point. My problem is not one of morals, but I don't like the manner.
What manner?
See, I don't. A holiday is for bourgeois people, and I try not to consider myself bourgeois. And a vacation is for people who leisure.
A vacation from what?
From anything. Vacation is something more worldwide traveled.
Yes.
Don't you think so? Like when somebody says, I'm taking a holiday, it seems something like, you know, like going to New Jersey or something. But if you say, like, I'm taking a vacation, it seems much different. It seems much more, you know.
I thought we were going to take a cab. Do you think a pair of purple stockings brings about a different reaction than violet ones?
Only outside of a primary concern.
Probably.
Since other people always enabled me to travel, right? So I had to work for it in one way or the other.
The various manners of various things
have to pay for,
suited to,
listen for a moment,
placed for, catered for,
there seems to be not only
done
a big dichotomy between structure and form, but it seems to be the rationale for what is called visual art as opposed to music.
Do you think the red one or the green one goes better for dancing?
The red what?
Scarf.
An age-old supposition that all art aspires to the situation of music is false.
How do you know what all art aspires to?
One knows, just like I know it's tacky to wear a scarf to dance in at all. It has to be looked after in any way. Do you know what a wool scarf smells like when it's all sweaty?
So you don't think I should... You seem to be very relaxed, as a matter of fact. Is it the sun?
The sun affects me very much.
Does it make you very lazy?
Recruited to the cause.
Lazy in what terms?
Like, that you don't
having
like
been made renounced.
That's not so
see,
much
put out of
see,
place
what,
for
what
use.
What I
swept
do
on,
I come here in the morning,
heedless of
late till like 12 o'clock,
the time to bear itself in love or sleep.
Uh-huh. Just a very, something very light.
Out of sight,
like
out of mind.
Four.
Out of sight,
then
out of mind.
The beach again. But like in the afternoon, I stay here.
Placed outside of an advanced state of initiation.
One would imagine that the turning point, or at least the awareness of a need to know, was the immediate response to watching, in the company of others, the riots in Chicago at the Democratic Convention. The reaction, if it can be called that, was to go there, Chicago, from here, New York, and therefore participate. The reading in the room was that the whole world is rotten, was being shouted. Before leaving here, New York, for there, Chicago, it became to the assembled, about to depart, quite obvious that what was being shouted was only the whole world is watching. Obviously, it was no go.
Do you think you can have put it in deep enough?
To some degree.
What is that supposed to mean? To what degree?
More or less. Sort of what else do you expect?
Deep, quite deep.
Not quite done.
Real deep down deep. Really sunk in.
Don't be stupid. Manners. It's all so relative.
To what?
To how deep is deep enough at the time. What do you want, a universal depth that all things sink to? What about using another source? What then?
When?
When deep is deep enough.
For what?
For going in.
Going into what?
I didn't say going into, I said going in.
Is that enough?
Okay. So, she's fixing the painting? No, actually, I think she's being romanced by the younger son.
And she's not doing anything with the painting?
Oh, no, no, no. She has to do the paintings. That's her rationale for being there. I know, she likes it. She actually, in a funny way, I think, but it never says so. She really feels like she's being distracted from her real work by all the lavish sort of luxury around her. Because you have to understand that when she, the last few years with her father after her mother died, which is her father's helper, that they've led a fairly hard life. It was a very frugal life. I think it was probably a very real life, very close to the bone, to the senses. And here she is in this giant space.
Out of place.
With beautiful sheets and beautiful coverlets and lots of grounds to go out in and wonderful dinners. And
not quite done.
You know, extremely handsome man.
How can you move in your clothes?
So, on some level, you know, all the
made
things
unsuitable.
It's a challenge to the values that she's always held, which
is which.
Know, work is good.
Which is how.
And you never know what her fantasies
one,
were.
One made unsuitable.
But it's quite
two,
clear that
four. Two put out of place.
She acquires a terrible.
Listen for a moment.
Four.
Why?
There seems to be not only a basic dichotomy between structure and form, but it seems to be the rationale for what is called visual art, as opposed to music.
Do you think the red one or the green one goes better for dancing?
The red what?
Scarf.
The age-old supposition that all art aspires to the situation of music is false.
How do you know what all art aspires to?
One knows. Just like I know it's tacky to wear a scarf to dance in at all. It has to be looked after in any way. Do you know what a wool scarf smells like when it's all sweaty?
Catered as. Having been placed.
But the truth is,
one. Heedless of.
To be like a woman who really keeps her head thrust.
Scarcely.
Yeah, she is set up that way, but at the same time,
taking time to heedless of,
you know, being under the control of terrible forces.
Unbelievable education. Three, heedless of, I do not remember their names. Five, descended to earth.
No, actually, she's never presented as really.
Left in, moved in. Left out, moved out. Right in, moved on. Right out, made useless as a triangular head, made non-usable for in love or sleep, just not done here, just not done there, and or proper, no longer fitting. Four, not quite done, four, two, three, catered.
Listen for a moment.
Why?
There seemed to be not only a basic dichotomy between structure and form, but it seems to be the rationale for what is called visual art as opposed to music.
Do you think the red one or the green one was better for dancing?
The red manners of various things.
The age-old supposition that all art aspires to the situation of music is false.
How do you know what all art aspires to?
One knows, just like I know it's tacky to wear a scarf to dance in at all. It has
been de-escalated. The
account himself has been put in place. He's fairly aesthetic these days, home. Perhaps taken in spite of very good brand.
Virtual
and
neglect.
Also the other thing about the old count is that he's the old count. We're talking about a 35-year-old man. Almost 35.
Not
old. But anyway, compared to her 28. And he appears older because he has all the weight and responsibility of taking on other people's lives.
To be taken
anyway, so he's also a scholar.
Quite done.
He's also a
Christ. He
hasn't been like the Nine Claudius.
It should not be done.
Scholar, you know?
Has not
let it be
done.
Okay that he's the emperor. So the count is like a scholar. And I forgot, maybe he's a scientist.
Don't remember the French I took. But I know that I'll love you.
I brought someone to her house and she began interviewing him immediately. What do you think of this music? And he said, here, everyone lives. It's easy. It's okay. He said, I looked at the face of the one, and his face was beautiful. I looked at the face of the other, and his face was dirty. She said, I see, I see. He said, he had a beautiful face.
What did we talk about?
Not quite done. Two, four.
That's all we ever seem to do.
Not quite done. Four, two, recruited at the cause. Principal drawer, and ultimately,
you know, continued like using new beauty and new life to these things that he's always valued. I mean, he cared about the paintings, which is why he wanted to have them restored. So it's, you know, so he gets to be like a much more multivalent kind of person, and she's always set up to being actually fairly interesting as a person.
So it's set up that eventually they connect and that he wants the paintings redone and cares about them, and he's actually able to do it.
Do you think
right.
He's interested in them?
And also that he I think one of the reasons he's 35 and he's never married is he never found someone he could respect.
If you are again.
And she had a share of suitors of a sort when she was younger, but they were all puppies. I think that's what they called them, puppies. But, you know, and she never found anyone she could really respect. And they're two people that ultimately respect each other. But they have to go through all these troubles, such as, you know, she is led to believe that he's a monster. And gradually, I guess, it starts to look like there are threats on her life. There are always threats on your life in these books. You know, there you are in this big castle, which is not your home. And And there, and you're, you you're, know, you're finally reduced to the position of putting a chair under the doorknob, and you know, and your heart pounding every night as you sleep.
Not quite done. Two, four. Made unsuitable for use. Placed outside of an advanced state of initiation. A dark state of initiation. Unable, unsuitable to rest without undue hindrance or restriction. Out of sight, out of mind. Put out of place. Two, four. Put out of place. Four, two. Put out of place. Move down. Down under. Moved up. Out of reach. Place. Made almost unsuitable. To reach, one, back and or forth, two, up and or down. Put out of place for use. Swept on, heedless of. The fish, how natural they seem, having been moved to the right place, having been made renounced. Catered, two, four, catered, four, two, catered, without restriction or hindrance, to one, a clear and present danger.
What don't they know?
They don't know from nothing.
Who is actually engaged to a lower class woman, and she works in a house that he comes to visit. And eventually she leaves and he stays and sort of takes over the house. So he has a great power over the two women who live in the house. It was three women, and that was why he was attracted to them, because he was terrified of men. And the mother, there's a mother and a daughter, and the daughter is married. And when he sees the husband, he gets very, very upset. But he is very attracted to her, and it's obviously sort of a class thing.
Yeah, like it only goes, you know, as far as he writes the first, his first little sign.
One would imagine that the turning point, or at least the awareness of,
I wonder how deep is deep enough,
was the immediate response to watching in company with others the riots in Chicago at the A Democratic Convention.
It's not that. That's not the
reaction, if it be called that, was to go there.
It's the way how people can handle it
and therefore participate. The reading in the room was that the whole world is rotten, was being shouted. Before leaving here, New York,
well, did you?
If we can start all over again.
Depart, quite obvious that what
like
was being
where?
Shouted was only the
maybe
whole
we'll meet
world
somewhere else
is rotten.
Start all over again.
Meet where as far?
Obviously, it was no go.
What would you like to be when you meet me again?
Just not done. Made unusable as an eyeless reptile. Made useless as a child. Made to move. Moved. Left in. Moved in. Left out. Moved out. Right in. Moved on. Right out. Moved off. Having been placed. One, heedless of. And ultimately, two, heedless of, three, heedless of, and the female, four, heedless of, it is the male who gives birth to the young. Catered as catered, recruited to a clear and present danger, recruited to a state of initiation, the state of initiation. recruited by the cause, recruited by the way. Not quite done as.
Carnivores and graminivores and are generally males, though in the case of hippopotami, the viciousness of old cows is not to be disregarded.
Tell me the way you see me and then I'll tell you if that's right or if that's wrong.
Was the immediate response to watching, in company with others, the riots in Chicago at the A Democratic Convention. The reaction, if it be called that, was to go there, Chicago, from here, New York, and therefore participate. The reading in the room was that the whole world is rotten, was
the
being shouted.
In parenthesis
before
A,
leaving
Chicago
here,
New York, of Northeast Illinois, is formed in Chicago by the junction of its north and south branches and formerly flowed into Lake Michigan, in parentheses, first by its original course, later by a channel to the north. The river now flows from the lake instead of into it. The current was reversed to accommodate Chicago's...
Not quite done, as. Not quite done. How can you move in your clothes? Taken for granted. Taken as done. Various manners with various things. The various manners of various things. One, made unsuitable. Two, four. Two, put out of place. Two, four. Three, catered. Two, four. Four, not quite done. Two, four, made unsuitable. Put out of place.
Truth often disappoints.
Sometimes not.
You've got an axe to grind?
No, it's just an axe to grind.
There seems to be an essential difference between the need to know and for your eyes only.
Really, a question of media, wouldn't you say?
How is it there?
Unsuitable.
Not too bad.
Two,
yes.
Four. Out of place. Two, four. Catered. Two, four. Not done. Two, four. Various things. The various manners. The various things. Two, four. Various manners with various
Listen
things.
For a moment. Why? There seems to be not only a basic dichotomy between structure and form, but it seems to be the rationale for what is called visual art as opposed to music.
So that it Do you think the red one or the green one goes better for dancing?
The red what?
Scarf.
The age-old supposition that all art aspires to the situation of music is false.
How do you know what all art aspires to?
One knows, just like I know it's tacky to wear a scarf to dance in at all. It has to be looked after, and anyway, do you know what a wool scarf smells like when it's all sweaty?
So you don't think I should wear a scarf at all? Maybe if we take a cab, we won't see
Everybody's fucking on the beach, why shouldn't we kiss?
So what? Force is all there is.
What
no form, no fun.
Talk like that means to music.
Don't What's wrong with music? I can't imagine music anyhow.
Where did you read that? Riding up and down the elevator in Bloomingdale's?
You don't have to get personal. You just said that to me. Just because I care what I look like doesn't mean I'm a schmuck.
Without structure, there is no rationale for art at all.
Look, all right, but what in the hell am I going to wear tonight?
Why don't you go in boy drag?
With my ass?
Look, without people like me, there won't be any noise.
Forget the whole noise aggressiveness. No noise, no voice.
Should I wear shoes or boots? Is it wet out?
I thought we were going to take a cab. Do you think a pair of purple stockings brings about a different reaction than violet ones?
Only outside of a primary concern.
Probably.
Made unsuitable. I do not remember their names. One, made unsuitable. Two, four, catered. Various manners of various things. Taken for granted. The various manners of various things. Taken as done. Recruited to a clear and present danger. As catered. Left out, moved out. Right out, moved off. No longer fitting. Just not done there. Made unusable for sleep or love. Just not done.
I jumped into the lake with all my clothes on because I was just totally hysterical about this guy.
What did that do?
I don't know. I was just so excited. I forgot to take my clothes off. You know. I mean, it was like I was wearing my bathing suit and some clothes over and left.
Not quite done.
Yeah, and I dreamed about him. Yeah, and I remember that dream. And it's just like, it's incredible. You know, I mean, when I was five, and we went back home, and my mother caught me with little pieces of paper, and I had pushed a needle into my finger, and I put blood on my paper, on those little papers. And I wanted to send it to him. Well, I couldn't write, right? So that was quite difficult. I think that was like the original form of telling that you love somebody, that you send your blood, right? That you would give your blood for somebody.
Sometimes blood says the opposite thing.
Oh, yeah. When was the first time you fell in love?
Just about a teaspoon, a little bit more than a teaspoon. It's a real rough estimate.
You made it sound like a quarter of a cup.
Yeah, I know, that's what it sounds like, but it's just that little bit. It's better probably to use just a spoon.
Well, I have to come to your house and watch you do this, or can you come to mine?
No, I can come to yours if you want.
Not in the next couple of days, but sometime soon.
Sure. Yeah,
do you like sweet potato pies?
Oh, I love them.
Various manners with various things. Catered, without restriction or hindrance, to a clear and present danger. Benign neglect, not quite done for. The pedaled toes. Virtual neglect, made unsuitable, put in place, catered to, taken for granted, after having been de-escalated. After having been re-escalated, suited to, catered for, placed for, done to, the various manners of various things. Not quite done, just not done there, no longer fitting and or proper, just not done here, just not done, made non-usable for unbelievable protocols, made useless as
for days. Right, but it really is just delicious. And it's got just potatoes and a little bit of onion. center of the pie, you pour the cream in, and you tip it so that it,
it runs
all the way around to the edge of the pie, and then you stick it in the oven quickly for about 10 minutes, which should be what's left of the whole cooking time.
How long was it cooking before? It
cooks in about 20 minutes, maybe a little longer.
That's the first half of the cooking time.
Right, that's with the potatoes in. It's a whole sealed pie with a hole in the middle. And then for the last few minutes, you pour in the cream and tip it around.
What nationality is this pie?
It's French. It's called Tarte Limousine.
Oh, did she read it in a book?
I think someone gave her the recipe. She had it at someone's house, and they gave her the recipe, and she modified it with her own crust.
Uh-huh.
It's really good. And you can brush the crust then with an egg, with the yolk of an egg. That makes it really crunchy and golden.
You're making me hungry.
I'm making me hungry.
Okay, what's the next course? We have to have another
course. What's the next course? Yes, we can't just have potato pie and sweet potato pie.
I like potato pierogies, but I always feel guilty eating them because
potato pierogies.
You ever have a pierogi?
No.
They're really good. They're Ukrainian. And
when you see a picture,
they're like, well, they're in that whole family of sort of dumpling things like bologna.
Let's say a picture of
like
a
that.
Building.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what's on the outside or what's on the inside?
I see what's around it.
What's around it? You can't see what's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see what's on the other
no,
side.
No, but you can see the front, and
yes.
then you imagine the back, right?
Don't you ever think about what's inside?
Oh, I immediately say this is an office building, or this is, or you know, anything.
How about a person?
They fry them in butter and oil. Well, first of all,
you get an immediate
think I was afraid. Polaroid,
right?
Ladies just love me, and
yes.
I know it, and they think I was afraid.
The Polaroid pictures are usually
they told me
it's a color sometimes, it's kind of a greenish and stuff, so it's not quite right. And then when you take a real picture of that person, it takes much longer to develop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the second picture is always better than the first one.
Uh-huh.
See, that's why I'm interested in talking. What happened to the color? Did we have it all?
I gave it to a friend who was very thirsty.
You have a friend here?
Oh, everyone's my friend. When no, I know no one.
Oh, you just gather people like that?
I don't gather them. I just come across them.
Not quite done as.
So you
not quite done for. And ultimately.
Until they're my enemy.
It is the male, mysteriously, and not the female,
yes.
who gives birth to their young.
Because I always think at the
recruited
beginning they're
by
my
the
enemy,
cause.
And then they become my friends. It's amazing that you don't feel that way. Can I take a picture of you? Can you adjust it for me?
It's all set for 3 feet.
How much is 3 feet?
How would you like to see me?
Like this? Is this 3 feet?
Need to know. Structure of Lawrence Wiener, a feature of Moved Pictures, New York City. Voices, Peter Gordon, Britta LaVey, Anne Sergeant Wooster, Leslie Schiff, Michael Schamberg, James Umland, Juliet Weber, Lawrence Wiener. Produced for Pacifica Radio, WBAI, by James Umland. Music by Peter Gordon.
Do you love me?
I don't know.
I need to know.
Engineering,
why do you
Paul
need to
Wonder.
Know? Why is there a need to
Thank
know?
Thank you.
You just heard Lawrence Wiener's Need to Know from 1978. To learn more about this artwork, visit Wave Farm's Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org. That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.